Let us pray. O God of infinite pardon, be with us as we turn our thoughts to being in relationship with one another in the mercy and love of Christ. Amen. Forgiveness. 70 sins forgiven 70 times. Isn't this a prickly parable that Jesus lands on us? So, something like the rest of us would want, the disciple Peter wants a guideline for forgiveness. Lord, he asked Jesus, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as 7 times? I do not say to you 7 times, Jesus replies, but 70 times 7. In other words, there's no limit to forgiveness. We don't ever finish forgiveness. We don't forgive 7 times and then withhold the 8th. Now, I do want to make it clear, and I mean this seriously. We are not talking about abuse here. That's entirely different. This is another whole issue. We're actually talking today about our regular relationships in Christian community. Our feelings get injured because we have egos. We have sensitivities, and maybe we have a few peculiarities that irritate others. Of course, we don't. Now, Jesus, as you heard from Henry Minto's reading, answers Peter's question about limits with a story. And it's about a king who decides to call the loans that he's made to his servants. And at the top of the debtor's list is obviously a very valuable servant, one who owes him 10,000 talents, which is approximately $1.5 billion in today's money. Jesus tends to speak in hyperbole at times to make a point, so we don't have to take it totally serious, but it's a lot of money. And it's clear that this servant could not possibly pay that amount back. So the king orders him and his family to be sold. So the servant falls to his knees and promises to pay the king back if he'll just be patient with him. Sure, it would only take him about 150,000 years to actually pay the debt back, but the king's heart has softened, and he writes off the whole debt completely. And the king makes this huge financial sacrifice just so he can remain in relationship with his servant. Remain in relationship. That's a key matter for us to remember in this lesson today. And shortly thereafter, the same servant who got all this wonderful gift of forgiveness gets a chance to be generous to someone else by forgiving a person that owes him money. But what does this servant do? Well, guess what? He grabs the guy by the throat, demanding what is owed to him. And the man chokes out, have patience with me, I will repay you. And I'm just wondering if that sounds just a little bit familiar back to the other fellow. But however, our servant says, no way! And he has the man thrown in jail. Well, the king gets wind of this and revokes his earlier mercy for the servant. I forgave you because you begged for mercy. Should you not have had mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you? So I said this was a prickly parable. Doesn't it seem to be saying that if we don't do unto others what the king or what God does for us, then God will have us thrown in jail for the rest of our lives? It kind of reads like that. It sounds like that. But parables are tricky, and that is not a good reading of the parable. This parable is not saying the only reason to forgive my neighbor is to save my own neck. Because I ask you, does this sound like Jesus? I don't think so. So let's just break it down. Forgiveness can be like having a giant Brillo pad scrub my record clean. Wow, what a blessing. And it's true. Real forgiveness is pure, unadulterated grace. Yet that wicked servant did not recognize true grace-filled forgiveness when it was given to him. No, he just thought the king was stupid. Stupid. He couldn't see that the king very well understood the enormity of the situation. But the king did not want this huge debt to stand in the way of their relationship. So by that servant refusing to be forgiven and refusing to forgive another, he was actually already in solitary confinement by himself, no relationship whatsoever. So, the message of this parable? Well, it's to do unto others what God has already done to us. We haven't earned God's forgiveness. God does not keep score on us the way we tend to keep score on what people have done to us. God scrubs our record clean without us even knowing it. Think about it. How many times have we been forgiven in our lives? I would say it's a whole lot more than 70 times 7. And once we let that sink in, I ask, how many of us could then, knowing that, pass up a chance of doing exactly the same? Let us pray. O God of boundless mercy, give us the resolve to wipe the slate clean, clean of all who need our forgiveness. Amen.